Gazans are still struggling to reach the outside world, as the Western-backed government of acting Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah still refuses to send blank passports to Gaza. Thousands of people have applied for new passports, but it's highly unlikely that they will get them as the Ramallah government is dragging its feet. The Palestinian Authority does not recognize the democratically elected Hamas government in Gaza. Passport applicants complain about Ramallah's refusal to send new passports for the besieged people of Gaza.
We applied for new passports last year, and we still haven't received them. My husband's very sick, and I need to take him abroad for treatment. The Rafah crossing has temporarily reopened 5 times, and we couldn't travel because Ramallah didn't send passports to us.
Hundreds of people have missed the chance to leave Gaza for medical treatment or studies abroad because they didn't possess valid passports when Egypt temporarily reopened the Rafah crossing. The Palestinian Ministry of Interior in Gaza says the Ramallah government hasn't sent any blank passports to Gaza since last July.
The Ramallah government didn't send any passports to Gaza since last July. This is making a big trouble actually to the people in Gaza Strip, because we have thousands of people need to travel overseas and they have no passports. We have at least 600 patients who need to get treated in Egypt.
The Western-backed government of Mahmoud Abbas is the only one that can issue Palestinian passports for the besieged Gaza. Critically ill patients are the hardest hit because they can't travel when Egyptian authorities temporarily reopen the Rafah crossing. Human rights organizations express their concern over the Palestinian rift and its effects on the people of Gaza.
We are very concerned at the human rights organizations to the continuous of the political division, which reflects itself in everything. So many people, for example, need to issue passports in Gaza to travel for treatment.
As border crossings remain closed and Egypt refuses to permanently reopen the Rafah crossing, Gazans feel trapped between a rock and a hard place. Ramallah's refusal to send passports to the people of Gaza only adds insult to injury, especially after almost 2 years of Israeli siege. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.